You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, All the Company of Heaven. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
Te Deum Laudamus. So begins the song in Latin, the ancient song. It dates back to at least 500 A.D. In English we sing, We praise thee, O God, we acknowledge thee to be the Lord. The Te Deum, writes Luther Reed, is one of the noblest hymns of the Western Church and one of the greatest confessions of faith in song. Te Deum Laudamus, we praise thee, O God. Ah, but it can be so hard to do that when death has taken someone you love. Christmas is closing in, and there are many of you who are facing this Christmas without a dear and beloved member of your family. I know two husbands, one near the Twin Cities and the other near St. Louis, whose wives of many years, vibrant, active, wonderful women, were taken this year by cancer. That same hated disease took a young woman, a wife and mother of young children, from a suburban Chicago family. We who work at the Lutheran Hour lost a dear co-worker, Rick Krueger, this past year. I think of some of my brother ministers who died this past year. Their families miss them so much, and their congregations will celebrate Christmas without their dear pastors. And my list could go on, and so could yours. For you, whose close family circle has been broken by death, this is going to be a tough Christmas. People want to say the right thing to a person who is grieving. Christians have often been heard to say, It's a temporary separation. You'll be together again in heaven. That's true. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, Brothers and sisters, we don't want you to be ignorant about those who have died. We don't want you to grieve like other people who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and came back to life. We also believe that, through Jesus, God will bring back those who have died. They will come back with Jesus. We are telling you what the Lord taught. We who are still alive when the Lord comes will not go into His kingdom ahead of those who have already died. The Lord will come from heaven with a command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the dead who believed in Christ will come back to life. Then, together with them, we who are still alive will be taken in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. In this way, we will always be with the Lord. So then, comfort each other with these words. The separation that death brings to the Christian family is, indeed, temporary. Today I want to tell you that your separation is not as total as you might think. When you go to church, you are joining with the Christians in heaven in the worship of God and Christ. Let me ask you, what do you suppose that people do in heaven? Te Deum Laudamus. The saints in heaven worship God. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 12, is St. John's vision of heaven. After these things I saw a large crowd from every nation, tribe, people, and language. No one was able to count how many people there were. They were standing in front of the throne and the Lamb. They were wearing white robes, holding palm branches in their hands, and crying out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne with the leaders and the four living creatures. They bowed in front of the throne with their faces touching the ground, worshiped God, and said, Amen. Praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. The activity of heaven is worship. When you go to church, you are together with your dear ones who have died in the faith. You are together in the worship of God. Think about it. Just as there is only one God and only one Christ, So there is only one saving faith. We have countless denominations which disagree over important matters, like sacraments and biblical interpretation and the role of traditions. We dare not trivialize those differences because they concern eternal salvation. We also dare not think that there are many paths to heaven. There is only one way to heaven, Jesus Christ. He says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The people in heaven come from every nation, tribe, people, and language. And I add, from every denomination, if a person trusts solely in God's grace through Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins and eternal salvation. One theologian called this a felicitous inconsistency, a happy inconsistency, that a person has a saving faith despite being in a denomination that does not purely teach God's Word. These redeemed Christians are the people of the one church. One Lord, one faith, says Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. In the eternal scheme of things, there are not numerous churches, as we have numerous denominations. There are not even two churches, one in heaven and one on earth. There is but one church. The eternal activity of the one church is to worship the Lamb, to worship God's only Son, Jesus Christ, the one who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood and has made us a kingdom, priests for God His Father. Te Deum Laudamus. The worship of God combats loneliness. When you go to church, God comes to you. I'm afraid that too many of us view worship simply as a human activity. We come together to pray and praise and give thanks. Yes, of course. But the chief characteristic of worship is that God comes into our lives through the powerful word of good news in Jesus Christ. The introduction to a hymnal called Lutheran Worship says it this way: Our Lord speaks, and we listen. His word bestows what it says. So it is that when you go to church, God ends your loneliness by coming to you through His word. That introduction from the hymnal goes on to say, Faith that is born from what is heard acknowledges the gifts received with eager thankfulness and praise. As God comes to end our loneliness, we come into His presence with our praise, our thanks, and our prayers. I am yours, and you are mine. There's still more company for you when you worship regularly. Obviously, there are other Christians. I've seen something happen so many times that I don't think twice about it anymore. Someone has died or experienced some other serious setback. On Sunday, this grieving person is greeted, even embraced, by fellow Christians. Or it happens that there's a great joy in someone's life, and fellow churchgoers share the happiness. Oh, I know that we Christians often fail to do what is right. God forgive us for that. However, there are countless times when Christians do what Romans chapter 12, verse 15 encourages, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. You need that, especially when you're lonely. There's still more company for you in worship. Remember, I spoke about angels last week? Psalm 34, verse 7 says, The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him. These angels also are present and join with us in worshiping God. I quoted earlier from St. John's vision of heaven, in which the angels sing praise to God. In Isaiah chapter 6, the prophet relates his vision of heaven. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a high and lofty throne. The bottom of His robe filled the temple. Angels were standing above Him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. They called to each other and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Still, the presence of angels and fellow Christians, even the presence of God Himself, does not take away the deep pain you feel when a loved one has died. It's very tempting to avoid the pain by staying away from church. I've seen that happen many times in my ministry. But even though it's hard, I want to encourage you to go to worship. While angels and fellow Christians and even God Himself are all with you, you are not totally separated from the one you love. As I said earlier, there is only one church, and you and your loved one are mysteriously together when you worship. That mysterious association comes home most dramatically for me in the Holy Communion. Church bodies disagree about Holy Communion. For some, it's just a memorial feast with bread and wine. For me and my church, it is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine for us Christians to eat and to drink. The chief benefit of the sacrament is forgiveness of sins. But that is not the only benefit. Martin Luther says that where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. When I personally go to communion, I'm not only mindful of my forgiveness in Christ, but I also think of the life that I share with all who have died in Him. At the same time that I commune on earth, they enjoy the unending feast of the Lamb in heaven. This mysterious and comforting fellowship with the saints is beautifully expressed in the preface to the sacrament, where it says, "Therefore with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. Te Deum laudamus, we worship thee, O God." Almost 30 years ago, Professor Paul Harms gave an address in the chapel of Concordia Senior College in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He said, "Te Deum laudamus, Te Deum, Te Deum, Te Deum, Te Deum, Te Deum." Do you find Sunday worship to be tedious? Your attitude toward worship can eliminate that tedium. Worship with the saints is and will be our eternal activity. In this Christmas season, as always, worship is the time when we, with our loneliness, are united with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Te Deum laudamus. The Lord be with you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.